We are learning Masechtas Baba Kama, Daf Tesam and Aleph, and we are starting on Daf Chesam and Beis, 2 lines from the bottom. Ba'ama Abaya, Reuven Shemacha Sodol Shimon, Reuven sold the field to Shimon, Shaloi Bachrayis, we had any insurance. The Yotzal Azikim, Lamaisa Shimon has his field, and it starts coming rumors that it was stolen, that it's not never belonged to Reuven. So now he wants to return it. He didn't pay for it yet, but he made up his to buy it, now he wants to return it. There's rumors about it. And it was sold without a chrayis, without insurance. So Allah is like this. Actually, Hichzik Ba, before we made a chazaka, one of the kinyonim of karka is Kesef Shtar Chazaka. If you didn't make a chazaka in the field yet, Yaakov Lachz, but you can be chayzer. Mr. Hichzik Ba, once he made a chazaka, now he has to pay the money, he owes the money. In Yaakov Lachz, but he cannot be chayzer on this mechira. My time, what's the reason? Normally, chayzer said the katu, sarah the kablet. You should have looked into more. You accepted, the chayzer the kitri means a closed sack, full of ruach, full of ear. You should have checked to see what's in there. You should have checked and done your due diligence on the field. You didn't do that. So, therefore, it's too bad. It's your fault. You were maxing it. You made the purchase. You have to pay the money now. And I get tiny, have insurance. No, you sold without insurance. When is it a chazaka? One of the chazakas are, you walk around the borders of the field, that's called a chazaka. But the Gemara says, only if you didn't sell with insurance. But if Reuven sold to Shimon with insurance, law, here he can use his insurance and say, look, you sold to me with a guarantee. I want to use my guarantee now, I'm giving it back to you. Now, Tosfos has a kasha. Tosfos asks, the few rashi shot here, why can I say, I owe you money? No, you know what? I'm not going to give you karka instead of money. I'll give you back the karka for the money. I owe you money, here's the karka back for the money. That's Tosfos' kasha. Tosfos' answer is, Tosfos at the end of Mishnah Hechzik. Tosfos' answer is, the case was here, the field went down in value, or since there's Oyrim on it, it's not worth that much, so therefore he can't do that either. It is, he has to pay the money. And this way he's stuck. Even if he sold it with insurance, he also stuck with the purchase. Because Reuven tells him, when it gets taken away from you, I'll pay you back. But you can't activate your insurance yet until it's taken away. So far, no one took it yet. All it is rumors. I can't take it back. I'm not insuring that yet until it's taken away. That's Rashi's pshat in the sugya. Tosfos does not love this pshat in the sugya. Tosfos says that if we're talking about regular chazaka here, so then why pick chazaka more than any other kiyonim, kesef or shtar? And also, what's the Gemara's question? Me'imis have a chazaka. We don't know the hilchas chazaka. Look in Babash, hilchas chazaka. Therefore, Tosfos has a different pshat in the whole sugya. He says he made a kinyan gomor with chalit ben shtar chazaka, and you already bought it. Now, there's a new halacha that you still have a few days to be chayzer. Until you walk around the field, you still can be chayzer, because that's not called, even made a kinyan, you still can be chayzer. That's like the normal due diligence that you have to walk around. Once you walked around it, then already can't be chayzer. That's Tosfos Shana Sugya, that's Ma'imus Hava Chazaka. When can't you back out anymore? Only after you walk around the field. But we had Rashi Pshat, that was Ma'im Pshat, we said Tosfos Pshat also. Talk to Mara Vaitra, Rav Huna Amar. Rashi says, Rav Huna's going back on the Gemara before, that we had a stira. It says you have to give Meitab, and then it says, Kesef Yashal Balav, you give Kesef a full subim. So it's a stira. Is it Meitab or Kesef? So Rav Huna answers, according to Rashi, Rav Huna answers, Omar, oy kesef and meitav. You know what kesef yashavol means? Either you have to give kesef or meitav. It's a choice. Kesef or meitav. Now, really, we have a kash, what happened to Subin? Which Gemara will right away ask? Like Tosfos speaks out about Rashi, that the Gemara didn't finish Rav Huna before he jumped on him. Ezer Rav Nachman, Rav Huna, yashavol, Rav Shavu, kesef, fill Subin. What are you saying? You have to give kesef or meitav. It says you have to give him a Subin, which is the bran, which is the garbage. So Gemara says, you're right. How come I ask him the Lesley? He doesn't have anything, he doesn't kesef a meitav, then he gives subin. Idalesta, he doesn't have pshita, that's pasha. So what do you want him to do? Maybe you sell the subin and bring kesef. Kamash Mulan, no. And Rav Huna is telling you like this, that if you have kesef or karka, you have to give kesef a meitav. That's the first choice. If you don't have that, so then you could give subin. You're not mechuyev to go buy and go sell it and get kesef. Masha Inkin, Tosfos speaks out that a bal choyev, if he has, the halacha is there, you do have to, could we get the money, you have to go sell the subin in order to pay back money, you can't pay back with subin. But Nezikin could, he could pay, if he doesn't have any kesef or meitav, and he doesn't have kesef or karka, he could pay back with subin. And Tosfos brings up the riff, a different pshat in the sugya, but we went in Rashi's pshat. So Gemara Vayta, Omar Abasi, kesofim reim karka, money is like karka. Now what does he mean? L'may halakasam. Ilem liyem meitav, does he mean that kesef is on the same level as meitav, which means that Rav Huna told us, if you have either meitav or kesef, you give either one, and you don't have to have to give it the sada. You give a kesef also. Kesef is equal to meitav. That's what Rav Asi is saying. So then it's shver. And why don't we say v'chein amar Rav Asi? Same thing Rav Huna. Same thing Rav Huna. Hello, what we're talking about, L'shnei Achim Shecholku, we're talking about something else. We're asking a different halacha. Two brothers, they split up the Yerusha of their father, and the guy left over an apartment, and he left over money. So one brother took the apartment, and the other one took the equal value of the money, $200,000, and he took the apartment, he took $200,000. Maisa Baal Choyv came to collect, there was a Baal Choyv, and Baal Choyv has a right to collect karka, he doesn't collect ksofim. So Baal Choyv of the father, another karka, he took away the apartment. The Ozel Hai, so now the other brother, who lost his apartment, goes to the guy with the money. He says, you know, you have to take care of the Choyv also. The Ozel Hai, v'shalkel palagav ksofim by a day. He takes half the ksofim. That's what he thought it meant. Ksofim, reinga karka, means the guy who took the ksofim has the same mechrayis like the guy who has the karka, and he has to pay the chayv of the father. So the more that's where I ask his chiddush pshita. Hi bra, hi lai bra. Is he a son? Oh, not a son. Of course, he's responsible also. So the can't be Rav Asi saying igadamri. Some say the kasha is the opposite, that it's even wrong. Igadamri adrav ilchisa. Not only is it not poshut, it's wrong. The brother who took the kesef is not responsible. Why? We each took a risk. I took the $200,000, which is risky. Why? Because it gets stolen. I don't have a safe, it gets stolen. If it got stolen from me, would you pay? No. You took real estate that cannot be stolen. If the Bachar takes away from you, I'm not paying you back. So therefore, we each took a risk. I'm not paying for you. You're not going to collect from me. So either way, we can't say Rav Asi is saying like that, because either it's pashut or it's wrong. So Ella, what's the case? Shnei Achim Shecholku, two brothers split the Yerusha, and they both split the karka. And one Bachayev took one of the. There was two apartments. Left two apartments to the brothers, and the Bachayev took one of the apartments. So here the halacha is that what that they since they both. You can't say here, I took the risk with the kesef. So here, it's the title like before, high bra, high la bra, they're both responsible. So now I come and take half your apartment. The chiddush of Rashi is that the guy who has the apartment still, he could tell the brother like this, I'm keeping the apartment, I'll give you half the value in money. Because ksav mreka karka, that's Rashi's chiddush. Hello, she'akam shalku, babachayim notel chalka she'akam. Very good, I'm Rav Asi Chodazimna. Rav Asi very said this a lot, but somewhere else, the Itmar we learned. Ha'akam shalku. This is machoikas here. Brothers that split up the Yerusha, Baba Choyv and Nata Chalka Shechemem, and Baba Choyv took one of the Chalakim, Rav Oma Batla Machlekes, Rav says, the Loch is that you redo the whole Yerusha. Baba Choyv comes and takes one of them, one of the properties, you redo the whole Yerusha. The Shmuel Oma Viter, Shmuel, oh no, he lost out. And I'll take a stop right here, before the Gemara says, in the first Svara, it's Pshita, Hai Bra, Vai Bla Bra. Here you see Shmuel Taka holds that Viter. So, the Tosfos answers that the first Gemara is going that they each one took karka and one took kesef. So in the first sad, that karka and kesef was not a risk to take the kesef. There it's poshut that if I took kesef, you took karka, it's poshut the kesef was better. And therefore, it's poshut the guy who took kesef has to take responsibility of the bachay. Mashenken, when you split karka to karka, here's the machlekes, because they can say that we each took karka. And you're the one who got the loss. That's Tosfos speaks out. The Maskal Pshita. The Yeshleim, because Cholku Karka Dafka Islay the Viter. The Shneim Oynim Self Exact. Why is that? Each one is the same risk. Madas Kain Cholku. The Mishi Yavsid Yavsid. But before, with it was Karka and Kesef, there in the first Loshon at least, there the Taina was that's Poshut. He's responsible. Let's back to our Gemara. So Achim Cholku Baba Chavin Alta Chelkos Achim Rabba Mavit Machleik Bot Machleikos. You redo the whole Yerusha. Split it again. Shmuel Maviter. No, the guy who lost the loss. Then the guy who has all the Karka keeps it. Rav Asi Amar. And we'll explain the shittas, and then we'll go back to what it means. So Rav Amar Batal Machlekes. Why? They're like Yarshim, and since they're like Yarshim, so they both have to pay. It's not like the Lekuchos, and therefore they redo the whole Yerusha if a Bachayev comes and takes part of it. Shmuel Amar Vita. Why? It's like they split it and they made up. This is yours. This is yours. Now it's like a purchase. And there's no price, no insurance. Ravasi is Mesupik. Ravasi, I'm not to reveal a car, I'm not to reveal a car, I'm not to he's Mesupik if he holds Yarshim will Kukas. Therefore, all he has to pay is a quarter. And on that quarter, he could take either money or karka. I'm not to reveal a car, I'm not to reveal a mice. And that was Ravasi Lacha before, that I could pay my responsibilities were either karka or kesef. So Rav Asi already said it before. So what's the chiddush of Rav Asi's halacha before that he says that in case he has to take responsibility, he can give money? So Chari said the halacha already. The Chari said it already over here. So why did he say it over before? What did he say before? Zokta Gemara. Zokta Gemara Vaiter. That Elamai Arenka Karkli and Meitav. It means something else. It means, like we said before, Kezav or Meitav. Yachi Hain Ravuna. Eman Takav to the girls. Kena Rav Asi. Same halacha like Ravuna. Same halacha like Ravuna. And that's what coming out, that's Pshat Rav Asi, that really is saying, like Rav Huna, that oi kesef, oi karka.